This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I asked Mr. Schneiderman, as you heard about J.P. Morgan buying Bear Stearns at the behest of the federal government, one wonders if Jamie Dimon regrets that purchase right about now. From New York, Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has more on paying for the misdeeds of companies past.
In March of 2008, Bear Stearns was collapsing. In stepped J.P. Morgan. It snapped up the faltering Bear Stearns, took some early losses, and then looked like it was in the clear. Until now.
It's a little bit like buying a dog. You get the dog, but you get the fleas with it.
James Cox is a law professor at Duke University. He expects we'll start seeing more government cases like this one.
This is the most visible, broad-based prosecution by a public agency of investment banks. It resonates with what the public's general attitude is.
Which is hungry for someone to be held accountable for the financial crisis, says Dartmouth Business School professor Matt Slaughter.
There still in America is this pervasive sense of unfairness and lack of responsibility in the wake of the world financial crisis.
J.P. Morgan says it will contest the allegations. But is it fair that J.P. Morgan take the hit for the alleged sins of a company it bought? John Coffey is a law professor at Columbia University. He says that risk was baked into the deal, and it was a deal. J.P. Morgan paid about $1.5 billion for Bear Stearns. Bear Stearns' building alone was worth almost that.
The government also provided very attractive financing to J.P. Morgan. So there is the bitter and the sweet, and you can't separate the two.
J.P. Morgan may find itself in the same boat as Bank of America. B of A has paid out billions of dollars to settle lawsuits around alleged wrongdoing by two troubled companies it bought, Countrywide and Merrill Lynch. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.